WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. imposed more sanctions on Russia today, targeting its two biggest oil companies. The announcement came as President Trump met at the White House with the NATO Secretary General.
I would say that it's time to make a deal. A lot of people are dying.
The Trump administration's deploying some federal agents to the San Francisco area for immigration enforcement operations. California Governor Newsom's response.
This is right out of the dictator's handbook. Donald Trump does this over and over again. He says he's going to send in the National Guard to address uncontrollable crime rates, which are fictitious.
The latest Senate vote to end the government shutdown has just failed.
The motion is not agreed to.
The government's gross national debt has just surpassed $38 trillion during the shutdown. That's the fastest debt accumulation since the COVID pandemic. On Wall Street, stocks finish lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WCFW in the app and the news comes to you. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a pair of bipartisan bills aimed at bolstering EMS services. According to a press release, the bills aim to reduce financial barriers for residents pursuing a career in the field and increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate to reduce the financial burden for local governments and providers. Under the new laws, the Wisconsin Technical College System Board will award grant funding to technical colleges that offer an EMS program, and the Medicaid reimbursement rate for ambulance responses will increase to $175. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of funding within the next 2 weeks due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. According to a press release, the food share program receives all of its funding from the federal government. Without that funding, nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites who rely on the program may lose that assistance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also encouraging residents who use food share to ensure their contact and mailing information is up to date. Rice Lake area residents are being invited to a few Halloween events beginning this weekend. The Rice Lake Main Street Association will host a trick-or-treating event in the downtown area on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Cedar Mall and Cambridge Senior Living will also host their own trick-or-treating events for area kids on Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. On October 31st, Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake will host a Wizard of Oz-themed trick-or-treating event. The organized event are meant to give area families a safe place for their kids to fully enjoy the holiday. The Menominee Farmers Market is reminding residents that their indoor market will begin operating over the next couple of weeks. According to a press release, the indoor market will be open from 9 a.m. to noon on the first and third Saturdays of the month between November and April. In addition to providing residents with an opportunity to support local farm producers, the markets will also feature live music at the Raw Deal in downtown Menominee. In addition to locally produced food, residents can also find handcrafted gifts at the market. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself. Not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Real news, great conversation, right to your inbox. Subscribe to WCFW's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in the Chippewa Valley.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Leftover evening clouds and showers, then mostly clear later tonight. A low in the low 30s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s. And with sunshine Friday, we warm to the low 50s. It's 46 right now.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, the midterm elections might be a year away, but there is a sleeper issue out there that may be the key to Democrats winning. We'll discuss it next time. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday, everybody. A rainy, overcast day here in Wisconsin, particularly in northeast Wisconsin, but it is a glorious night altogether. It just feels like fall. Hope you're having a great day wherever you're joining us from here tonight for Nightlight. Welcome, whether you're on the radio, the app, or watching the radio on the stream. It is great to have you here. We have got I have a great show here for you guys tonight. We have two outstanding directors on the show tonight. This might be a first on Nightlight. We do a lot of firsts here. But we've got, at 6:35, it will be my pleasure to welcome Mr. Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, which you can currently see in Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin, all over the state. I believe it's still out there. And the distributor is none other than another friend of ours, Sean Hannish. So the two of them, two swell guys, teamed up to bring you a great movie, a great documentary about Japanese Packer fans. Craig will join me at 6:35, and we'll discuss how that's going, and you can learn a little bit more about the film if you're not familiar already with this, what seems to be a treasure. I have not seen it yet. Conrad, have you seen this movie yet?
I have not, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of charm. It's got great music that Craig also wrote for the film, and we feature that on Bar Band Friday just a few nights ago here with our pal Terry Barr. She brought us... just this great song called Man of Action. And it is in the film. And Craig also has a band. Oh, man, it's exhausting. He's got a band. He's making movies. He's also on YouTube as Wheezy Waiter with over 1 million viewers or subscribers, I guess it would be. So Craig will be here. He has a lot of fun to talk to. He's been on the show before. I've interviewed him on PBS Wisconsin as well. Great guy. Joins me at 6:35. And then at 7:35, director number two for the evening, Phil Johnston will be here, a Northeast Wisconsin native who is a comedy writer and also a brilliant filmmaker. He's made a lot of animated films like Wreck-It Ralph, Zootopia. He has a movie called The Twits that is now in theaters and I believe on Netflix, or it will go to Netflix right after a brief theatrical run. Either way, he's got some big credits. He also wrote the film Cedar Rapids with kind of a... That movie has like, it's like a who's who of comedy. Tom Lennon is in it. Ed Helms, Stephen Root, got this great cast, and he's written a lot of live action stuff too. Very successful guy, and he is a native Wisconsinite, I think from Appleton. So we'll talk to Phil at 7:35. That was our pal Danny Wheels made that connection, Con. I don't know if you knew that.
Shout out Danny Wheels.
Yeah, I think they went to high school or something maybe, but anyway. Great stuff, and two really fun guys joining me here tonight on Nightlight. Got a great question we'll get to in just a moment. Working the board, on the other side of the glass from me is Conrad Krieger.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing, you know, good for it being 45 degrees and rainy and gross.
I love when you complain about the weather, and you grew up in Wisconsin.
Like, I know what I got myself into.
Do you, like, expect it not to be so?
You know, I was just, like, hoping for one more week.
Yeah, I know.
Of warm weather. But then I would have said it next week, too.
Yeah.
I just wish, you know, for Florida weather right now.
It's coming. Yeah, you should move. You could move south, like, to, like, Racine.
I'll do
enjoy that southern Wisconsin weather.
I don't know if it much changes, but.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I did something today. Before we get to our question of the night, this is what kind of inspired it. Yesterday and today, my wife made this great soup, and I had it. And I have a new term or phrase, I guess I should say. I took a bite. It was too hot. And when you do that subsequent, like, you do anything not to burn your tongue because that messes up your eating for, like, 5 days. You don't feel anything. It's probably a great way to keep the weight off, but, like, you can't taste anything. So, and I like, you know, I like food. I want to taste it. I hate when I burn my tongue. So I do what I call this, like, food ballet in my mouth. I'm, like, moving it up here, then there. I'm not letting any of the food touch my mouth in a particular area for too long.
So you're like.
Then it works.
You're like mouthwashing the soup.
Sort of. If it's soup, yes. This was like a thick, this was almost like a stew. So I like had, it was like a chicken thing. So I had like chicken going this side, then I'm moving it over to this. It was like an aerobic workout. And it worked. I can enjoy food in the next few days.
You know, with soup and, you know, a stew, you can just, you know, blow on it.
Well, you can, but if you charge into it head first like I do,
I guess. Because I got
game. I don't know. I never over microwave something, so I don't have that problem, but I don't know. Yesterday, I guess I did. So that's my phrase. Food ballet. Move it around, folks. Do not burn your mouth. Your mouth is like one of the, I don't know. It affects you for days. It can turn into like a canker sore, you know?
Oh, those are the worst.
Terrible. So just a little tip here from Nightlight. That's the Nightlight. Nightlight food tip of the night. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions?
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, this is a good one. I have a feeling people are going to have fun with this one tonight. It's a food-related question because it's National Tavern Style Pizza Day. So our question of the night here at Nightlight is, what is your favorite kind of za pizza? What do you like? So many different kinds. Thick crust, hand toss, thin crust, Detroit style, Chicago style, New York style, or tavern style. How do you like your pizza, folks? You could give us toppings. You could give us the way you like it cut. What kind of manufacturer, if you like Tombstone or DiGiorno or whatever. Let us know how you like your pizza. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment. And if you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow. Always fun to be noticed. So I'm going to start off and say that my favorite, and I put this on social media as well, as I've gotten older, I like thin crust better. I like thin crust with sausage, onion, fresh garlic, possibly jalapenos, and also light sauce. I don't like a ton of red sauce. When I was younger, and especially where I grew up, we had this place in Chicago called Nancy's Stuffed Pizza, and the pizza was like, it was like a piece of ice cream cake. It was like 6 inches tall, just cheese and meat. I don't think I could eat that. I don't think I could eat that now. Even like a Giordano's or Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I don't think I can do. I think tavern style is actually my choice, because that's typically more thin crust. So there you go. Sausage, onion, fresh garlic, light sauce, maybe some jalapenos. What about you, Con?
I would say my favorite is pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom. And it used to be chicken, bacon, ranch, but since I enjoy mushroom so much now. And I'll tell you, I used to work at a pizza place in my hometown. And we used to, like, when we'd, like, make pizzas for ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
We'd do it a special way.
Oh, yeah.
And the best way, that was one of my favorite pizzas. I used to make it all the time. My boss showed me this then. It was when you put the sauce on you put the layer of sauce on, and then you throw pepper on it.
just coarse ground pepper or red pepper? Okay.
And then pepper flakes as well. Mm-hmm. And then you do the rest of the pizza you like it. It adds so much flavor to it, actually, under it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite way. If I can make my own pizza, I'm putting that on there.
So what do you call that? What is it? Is it like, so the crust is thicker?
We did no. It was a thin crust.
Okay.
Just that flavor just added to it, you know?
Huh. Okay. I could dig it. No vegetables though, really.
Mushroom,
I guess.
I guess it's a fungi.
That's a fungi. But that sounds good. Nothing wrong with a meat lover's pizza. So let us know what you think, folks. What is your favorite kind of pizza? Very open-ended question. Just let us know what you think, and we will read your text on the radio. I had this... I liked the show Task so much, I went back and watched the finale again. This show was so great. The lead character, Mark Ruffalo, is an FBI agent. He doesn't look buff. Apparently, he was eating Philly cheesesteaks to get ready for the role. He's got a little paunch. He looks like a regular dude. And he's a former priest on the show who keeps taking in foster kids. And there's a minor spoiler here, but you find this out in the first episode. One of the foster kids ends up being responsible for the death of his wife. And that foster child has a sister who lives there too. So there's all this in-family drama. And the way the show navigates through that is so great. It's thoughtful. It's about forgiveness. And the last episode is great. And Ruffalo's so good. And the writing is so good. I cannot recommend this show enough. So check out Task. I also meant to watch The Chair Company, the second episode last night, but I didn't. I just was working and did not get to it. But that is on my list.
I watched it last year when it came out, but... Nobody Wants This, you know?
Oh, yeah. Is that Tim Robinson?
That's Adam. No, that was his other show, Don't Leave, or something like that.
The Detroiters, and then, yeah.
This one was with Adam Brody. Or not Adam Brody. Adam. Yeah, Adam.
Adam.
Adam. I can't think of it. Anyways, it's a great show, and season 2 comes out tonight, so.
And what's the show called?
Nobody Wants This. It's with Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah. No, that is Adam Brody.
That is.
It?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was on our show last year. He was on Nightlight.
Yes. When I pictured Adam Brody, for some reason, I went to Adrian Brody.
Who's still talking?
He's still talking.
Yeah. It was like, you were like, Adam Brody. No, not Adam Brody. It was Adam. He's on that show. Yeah. That's Adam Brody.
It's that one show with that one actor named Adam, you know?
Oh, that's great. So, yeah, I need to check out The Chair Company.
And definitely check out episode 2. It gets better.
Is it funnier than the first one?
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's hilarious.
All right, and then big news this weekend, the Springsteen movie opens. I'm excited. It's reviewing fairly well, and just because Springsteen's a legend doesn't mean the movie's going to be legendary, but I hope it's good. It looks like it's getting about 65-70% right now on Rotten Tomatoes, so I'm really hoping it's a good film. So we'll see that, but I'll be at the theater checking that out. And I do want to see One Battle After Another this weekend too. Other than that, when does the World Series start?
Actually, I don't even know.
I think it's Friday.
The Brewers aren't in it, so I'm kind of, you know.
You gave up on baseball for the year.
Yeah, you know, basketball just started yesterday, so.
I get that. Lots of color television to watch this weekend, though. So that's good. Also, Rich Tallarico says he likes his pizza free. Okay.
I do too.
He's not fussy. I do too. I'm not saying I won't eat like a Detroit style or a thick crust, but if it's free, that's a game changer. Rich LoCascio, our pal from WRJN, says white pizza with ricotta and arugula. Ooh, I'm intrigued. That wouldn't necessarily work with tavern style, but it would certainly work with New York style. Absolutely. And you don't have to pick tavern style pizza. Although there's a great frozen pizza called Home Run Inn that's tavern style. You can get it at Walmart, Aldi. It originated from Chicago, which is known for deep dish, but this is a great tavern-style pizza. The crust is outstanding, even in the frozen version. Mike Desitel says, I've never met a pizza I didn't like. It's good to keep an open mind, Mike. All right, we're going to read more of your texts when we come back. Craig Benzine is here at 6:35, the director of No Packers, No Life. Excited to talk to Craig. And director Phil Johnston of The Twits is here in hour number 2. Fun night here. Glad you're with me. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We talk so tough. I'm
And there's a perfect kiss somewhere out in the dark, but a kiss ain't enough.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Our question of the night, in honor of National Tavern Pizza Day. Do you know what a tavern pizza is, Con?
Well, that's like at the places, like the bars and stuff,
taverns,
right?
Yeah, they just cut it. I think it's typically more thin crust, but yeah, they cut it a certain way as well.
I feel like it's more crispy, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I like that. I like the thinner crust. So let us know what is your favorite kind of pizza, folks. That is our question of the night. We've got some good social media responses, and we will keep you posted and keep those texts coming. Every once in a while I get like celebrity exhaustion, and I just can't. It's hard to keep. It's almost like the celebrities that say negative things are easier to follow. And J-Lo said some stuff. That's Jennifer Lopez, Jen Jen, as I call her. She said some stuff that is just, she's really annoying. She's up there. She's Mark Wahlberg or Ryan Reynolds annoying. I'm not kidding.
Wow, you don't like her, do you?
No, and I'm going to I'm gonna tell people how. Nobody cares, but I'm going to say it anyway because I got a microphone in front of me. We got a phone call?
Yes, we do. Ollie from the North.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I cannot wait to hear what kind of pizza Ollie likes. Hello, Ollie. How are you?
It's a food one. You know, Ollie's calling in.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I love when you call us about the food stuff.
My favorite, I think, because I don't get to get out and eat anymore, health issues wise.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So I do get the lots of matzah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I like the one with the four meats. And then, of course, that's not good enough. Quite good enough. You have to tweak it. So I put some sliced green olives on there and some sliced mushrooms, fresh or canned, whichever you've got.
Sure.
And then a bunch more extra cheese and some Italian seasonings, a little bit of garlic.
My goodness. That you eat? Yeah. Do you eat that after five, Ollie?
I eat it whenever I can get somebody to get me one.
I just have two.
You know,
I have two words for you
around here. So
I have two words for you: sleep on your stomach. Oh my gosh, that is a lot of food. It's
well,
impressive.
I don't eat it all at once. I just I do cook it and then
kind of snack on it,
and then bag it up, and then have it for a couple of other meals. So. Yeah,
I admire people like you. I cannot eat one piece of pizza. It's like I can't eat two cookies. But that's great.
Yeah.
Very, very
and
well
of
done.
Of course, you've got to have. I would love to be able to be someplace where I could get one of those dessert pizzas too.
Oh, those are good too. Those like, you know, Domino's has like a lava cake that's really good. It's chocolate lava. Yeah, if you eat enough pizza and then that, it might kill you, but it's going to taste pretty darn good. It's not a bad way
to go.
What a way to go. Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, Ollie. Have a great night. That's awesome. God, that's a lot. What did she say? Pepperoni, sausage. What else? Hamburger?
There's some Italian seasoning as well. And
she had like four meats on there, though.
Some garlic.
Like a rack of lamb, something.
Some ribs.
That's insane. That is serious. But again, if you eat one piece, it's like eating a piece of lasagna almost or casserole. I just can't do that. I can't make a frozen pizza without half of it at least being gone. And when I was younger, the whole thing's gone. If it's like a tombstone or something.
Oh, those things are too small.
Dave on the stream says, or Lil Irv, he's Lil Irv tonight. He has two different personas, Con. I don't know what to do about that. Could be witness protection. Let's not out him. Tombstone, garlic crust pepperoni. I've never heard.
I didn't know they made different type of crust.
Yeah. That lots of matzo, though, that Ollie said is good.
Oh, so good.
They've got like a ton of cheese. I could go lighter sauce on that, but other than that, that was made for taverns. That's a great tavern pizza. Tim Baker on social media says sausage, pepperoni, and mushrooms, extra sauce, well done but not burned. Boy, he's a difficult customer. That's a tough order.
As a person who worked in a pizza place.
Are you spitting in that guy's food? Our pal Amanda Nimmer from here at WGBW says, depends on the mood, but I would destroy a chicken cordon bleu pizza from Glass Nickel. I've never heard of that either.
Have you a Glass Nickel pizza?
I have had it once or twice,
It's so good.
It is good. I can't imagine a chicken cordon bleu, much less wanting to destroy it.
So it's got
to
have some ham on there.
And that sauce.
And then that sauce.
I don't do good with white sauces. Yeah. I've eaten pizza, though, where, like, if it's a red sauce, that I know. I've destroyed a regular pizza where it looks like a crime scene has occurred. And it's just like.
I could, you know, chicken Alfredo pizza is really good, too.
Chicken Alfredo. Yeah. Alfredo's the white creamy sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do that. I like a garlic sauce, though. Nice garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I have a pretty sophisticated palate. I think that's my problem when it comes to frozen pizza. Frozen pizzas. That's what we're talking about, folks. It is National Tavern Pizza Day today. Let us know what your favorite kind of pizza is. And great movies opening this weekend. And I'm trying to find the right moment to talk about J-Lo because it's this mentality in this country right now. It's another billionaire that can't catch a break. Poor J-Lo. She can't find love. All these guys give her houses and rings and everything, but she doesn't feel like they ever truly loved her.
Maybe sounds like a her problem.
She could be a jerk. Maybe it's her. Maybe you need to take a good long swim in Lake U, Jen. I don't know. I'll read part of the excerpts later, though. It's driving me crazy. And she is on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Maybe right I should now. Give her a call.
See if you can get her.
Yeah.
You know? But she can't find love, so, you know.
Well, I can't get her a house or a ring or anything, so it just has to be for the love, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, if you can make that happen, I will buy you free pizza for a year if you can get J-Lo to come out and talk to me face to face. But she's going to run for me, Con. She knows I ask the tough questions. All right. When we come back, folks, no Packers, no Life director, Craig Benzine is here. Can't wait. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here she comes now, walking with a love.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation, all right here on WCFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief challenging the deployment of the National Guard in Chicago. According to a press release, the brief argues the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard is unlawful, unconstitutional, and undemocratic. In a statement, Attorney General Call said allowing a president to deploy the military into cities over the objection of their governors would be fundamentally inconsistent with our system of government. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at warning private well owners of contamination in the groundwater. The proposed bill would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to notify county and tribal health departments when they detect an amount of contaminants like PFAS or nitrates that exceeds state standards. The owners of the private wells would then be notified of the issue so they can seek out the various local and state initiatives and assistance programs to clean the contamination up. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Greater Chippewa Valley are calling for support from the community amid a significant decrease in government funding. According to a press release, organization officials say they're facing critical gaps in the resources they typically provide for area families, limiting their ability to give kids a safe place to go after school. They're calling on community members, businesses, and other Chippewa Valley organizations to help out with donations, sponsor their programs, or just spread the word about their funding needs. A number of residents held a rally outside the Eau Claire Area School District office on Monday to protest a potential plan to consolidate elementary schools. District officials are considering a few proposals for consolidation involving Flynn, Longfellow, and Roosevelt Elementary Schools. They say the consolidation plans are the result of an over 8% decrease in enrollment at elementary schools over the last 10 years. Residents speaking against the consolidation plans say that keeping their communities and class sizes smaller is beneficial for the students. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Michael Fassbender will play Joe Kennedy in a new Netflix show from Chernin Entertainment. According to Variety, the show is called Kennedy and will be based on Frederick Longfellow's book, JFK, Coming of Age in the American Century. The logline for the show is a bit lengthy, but says it will reveal the intimate lives, loves, rivalries, and tragedies that shaped the most iconic dynasty in modern history and helped create the world we live in today. Beginning in the 1930s, the first season charts the improbable ascent of Joe and Rose Kennedy and their nine children, including rebellious son Jack, who struggles to escape the shadow of his golden boy older brother. Whew, it was a mouthful. The Kennedys have provided, along with a lot of tragedy, a lot of fascination from Americans. There will be 8 episodes in the first season. The series will most likely drop in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Eau Claire City Hall to Madison, stay informed with Civic Media's Radio Network's news team.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Leftover evening clouds and showers, then mostly clear later tonight. A low in the low 30s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s. And with sunshine Friday, we warm to the low 50s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Sean O'Malley about your money and the markets and how the State of Wisconsin Investment Board made a killing off of crypto, then wisely got out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome, and welcome to Nightlight, folks. We're broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight on a Wednesday night in the fall. Halloween right around the corner, a chill in the air. What could be better? We're talking about movies and TV and comedy and music and all the great stuff in life that makes us happy. And joining us now to make us even happier is one of my favorite guests. This guy is a multi-talented individual. He goes by the title Wheezy Waiter on YouTube, where he has over a million subscribers. He is a musician and part of a really cool band, and he also made the film No Packers, No Life, which is in theaters right now, and he joins us now over the stream, Mr. Craig Benzine. Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hello. Good to be back.
Great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just had a probably ate too much dinner, and I'm feeling good.
Do you have a favorite pizza, Craig? I know you've been in Chicago for years, but you're a Wisconsin guy. Is there a rivalry in pizza there too, or do you have a favorite pizza?
Well, so in Madison, my favorite. You talked about Glass Nickel earlier.
Yeah,
and I think just they have lots of good ones, but they're just their standard pepperoni sausage is really good, pepperoni. But I would say, I hate to say it, but maybe my actual favorite is at a place called Pequod's in Chicago. It's deep dish.
I've never had Pequod's. I've heard nothing but amazing stuff about it, though. You're in the pizza haven of the world, basically. It's hard not to like some form of Chicago pizza.
I know, and a lot of people tell me they don't like deep dish, but you got to try Pequod's because it's something special.
I can't. It's hard for me to do deep dish now, but I would make an exception just because of all the stuff I've heard about Pequod's. Do you live near a Pequod's?
No, there's only two. I'm in Madison now. When I lived in Chicago, I would go there all the time.
Oh, I thought you were still in Chicago. Okay, so you live in Madison now.
Yes, I do.
Well, welcome home, buddy.
Thanks. I mean, I've been here for a little while, but yeah, thank you.
Okay.
It's about time you welcome
me. I don't get your updates anymore, Craig. Damn it. Well, it's great. I didn't know that. So that's terrific. And Glass Nickel, I've got to try because my buddy Steve Burrows did commercials for Glass Nickel years ago, and they are hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but you can see them on the Google or the YouTube. And it's just him being this snazzy salesman. Very funny stuff.
I don't watch YouTube. I don't have anything to do with YouTube.
You do whether you want to or not, it sounds like. All right, let's talk, Craig, because this is like you're on a roll, man. You've made this great film about Japanese Packer fans. For those who might not be familiar with it, even though you guys are all over social media and the news and everything, tell us a little bit about No Packers, No Life.
No Packers, No Life is about Japanese Green Bay Packer fans. I have a friend who goes to Japan a lot and just happened to come across this group of Japanese Packer fans. They are so intensely excited about the Packers. They meet on a regular basis to watch either live games as they happen at like 2 a.m. in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Or they'll go meet and rewatch games that they liked in the previous season. And I was there with them to shoot the documentary, rewatching a game, and they were as excited as if they didn't know what was going to happen. My friend Ty decided to fly them to a Packer game. So about around 30 of them ended up going to Green Bay and staying with Ty's friends in their houses, and experiencing Wisconsin and Green Bay, and then a Packer game. And there's some very emotional moments along the way that are it's all happy stuff. This might be the most positive documentary ever made, but
nothing wrong with that. That's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's and it's about connections. It's about people from other from different walks of life coming together, building a community around a thing they love.
I'm fascinated that they watch games that already happened. Like, I'm a big sports fan. I would never do that. Yeah. Like, if my teams win huge games, I don't do that. And they have less of a connection, at least growing up maybe, to American sports teams than we do. That's serious fandom.
Yeah, I think it's also a coming together and building a community just over there in Japan, because in their culture they don't get to it's a formal culture, so they don't get a chance to express themselves as much as I understand it. And so the Packers, it's just all these people who let it all out by watching Packer games.
Wow. How was the trip when they came over here? I assume you guys had a lot of fun filming that, but what was it like for them over here? Did they totally embrace it? Did they love it? Were they curious? Were they just euphoric? Like, what was that like?
Okay. Well, first of all, I wasn't actually there for that part of the documentary. So, but I did edit it. So I've watched all the footage. but they were very, it was all positive. They were very excited. They were blown away by, a lot of them live in Tokyo, and just to see the big houses, the wide roads, the open space, and how everyone was so open and friendly. It was nothing but positive things to say. And they felt as if it was like, one of them says it was a sacred place to them going to Lambeau. It was like almost a religious experience.
It must have been surreal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they liked it. They liked it a lot.
How, you know, what's even more impressive is that you found Packer fans in a place that is not known for their cheese intake on any level, and here they are embracing Wisconsin. That's a big hurdle in world relations.
Yeah, one of them had a cheese charm on their glasses, and one of them was wearing a big cheese head that they've had for 20 years, apparently.
So I'm guessing you didn't think when you set out to do this, or I don't know what you were thinking, but, you know, every filmmaker, when they set out, they're like, well, the sky is the limit. Maybe this will be Big Fat Greek Wedding, or maybe it'll strike a chord and go worldwide. The fact that you're in Marcus Theaters right now before you get out on streaming platforms, I assume, maybe you didn't see that coming. That's kind of a nice twist.
Absolutely not. We just tried to send it to film festivals. I thought it was good, but I didn't know. It's always hard to, being in a band for so long, I've been making creative stuff for, 25 years. And, I'm used to making things that no one's going to see, no one's going to care about. And that's always in the back of my mind as a possibility. And I thought basically this, we would show to friends. It might show at a few film festivals and that was it. But then we got into the Wisconsin Film Festival and the response was incredible.
Yeah.
And through that, we met Cannonball Productions, who helped us because they did the documentary Just a Bit Outside, the Brewer documentary.
Sure.
And they helped us do all of this, get in contact with Marcus Theaters and show it all across Wisconsin.
That's Sean Hanna. She's a real slave driver. I'm sure he really put you to work. And
he did. We had to do a lot of media.
If every guy in the business was like Sean, nobody would ever complain. Like, I don't know what it's like working with him, but he's been on the show several times, and I love the guy. You know, he's so much fun.
He's the nicest guy in the world, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so how long you have – you're in the theaters this week. Do you have any idea how long the run will be?
I don't know. We have it depends on if people go see it. So
yeah.
More people have to go see it. If it could go another week, it could go 20. I don't know, optimistically, but
sure.
But it's in there right now. We have a special screening this Friday in Green Bay.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. Sorry, I took your question.
No. That's okay. Please. That was my next question at Bay Park Square. So please tell us.
Yeah. I unfortunately can't be at the Q&A, but producer and star Ty will be there, and Mark Murphy will be there.
Yeah,
former president CEO of the Packers.
How did that happen? Is he? I assume he's seen the film, or will that be his first time watching it?
I don't know. Again, the power of Sean Hannish or Mark Cass, who's been doing a lot of press work for us. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was funny. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, which you can see in Marcus Theaters currently. And as he just mentioned, there's a big event here in Green Bay at the Bay Park Square, Marcus. And Mark Murphy will be there. And there's a Q&A after. It sounds like a really fun event. Mark Cass reached out and he's like, I've got this documentary about Japanese Packer fans that come over, and I'm like, oh, that sounds an awful lot like Craig's movie. your name was not in the email, and I, out of a sense of loyalty, I'm like, I don't know about this. And I did a little more digging, and Sean's name was in there. I'm like, does Sean have the same idea? No, it's got to be the same film. So,
come on, Mark. Come on, put me an email.
Yeah. Well, it's probably just an oversight. I don't think he's trying to pull a fast one on you, Craig, or anything. What have any other Packers seen the film? Has anybody approached you from the organization? Like, have you gotten any feedback from current or former Packers?
Well, the VIP premiere we had in Waukesha last week, Wednesday, there were three Packers there. There was George Kuntz, Amon Green, and Antonio Freeman were at the screening.
Oh, nice.
Amon Green spoke at the end and had a lot of nice things to say and loved it. So
that's I would imagine they would love that. Like when Packers stick around that aren't from here and they continue living here, you know, they fell in love with the community and love being ex-Packers, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So how else, let me see here. All right. So what is your next, how do you follow this up, Craig? Like, I know you just mentioned you got a band, you're this YouTube influencer. What do you follow up a film like this with?
Well, I got to keep making YouTube videos. Also I have plans. I've been working on ideas for movies for a long time. I have a couple of I've started writing screenplays and stopped, but now that this movie is behind me, I think I can really go in earnest. And I have a couple of ideas. I don't know how much I want to reveal yet, but I would say one of them involves a heist. So I've been really interested in the latest heist in the news. I kind of want to make a heist movie set in Wisconsin.
Oh, I love that. Those are my favorite kind of films. Caper films, heist films. How much of a departure, like... That's so different than what you just did. Now, I have no doubt you can pull that off because you're a musician and you got all kinds of stuff going on. But did you find it hard to write that after working on this, or did you breeze?
Well, I haven't written it yet. That's so. Yes, I am finding it hard. I mean, I've done a lot of. I went to UW Madison Comm Arts. I wrote a lot of screenplays then. That was a while ago, but. I've done narrative things before. I've just never done them on this scale. Same thing with this documentary. I've done, like, I would say many of my YouTube videos are like miniature documentaries, but I've never done a full length one. But I did it, and I think I did it a good job. So I think I could do the same with a full movie.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I meant to ask you this before we moved on. We've got about a minute to a break, but how was it watching No Packers, No Life with an audience in Madison? Or if that was your first time or the first time you did watch it with an audience?
The first time was in Waukesha, and it was the first time I watched it was – no, I guess first time for the market screenings was in Waukesha.
Okay.
The first time with an audience was in Madison at the film festival, and it was one of the best nights of my life. It was incredible. People loved it so much, and it felt so good to feel like I did my job.
Outstanding. I still haven't seen it yet, but we're going to come back and talk more with our guest, Craig Benzine, the director of No Packers, No Life. I got a lot of questions for Craig, and it's great to have him on the show. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one department of agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight, and that song is Man of Action. And my guest right now is Craig Menzine. Are you the lead singer, Craig?
I am the lead singer.
That is a great song.
Well, thank you. That's my band, Driftless Pony Club, and I believe the song was written by my friend Matt. I can't take all the credit for it.
Well, you don't have enough hours in the day to do everything you do anyway, so it's okay to pass.
I'm sure I had input on the writing of the song. I don't remember. It was a while ago, but.
Great name. I love the does that come from, by any chance, the Driftless area of Wisconsin?
The band name?
Yeah.
A friend of a former member of the band bought a shirt at Goodwill that said Driftless Pony Club on it. And we thought that was the only band name that none of us hated, so that's the one we went with. And then we learned later that that was a pony club in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. And they changed their name to the Black Rock. They emailed me. They found our band. They emailed me. They changed their name to the Black Hawk Pony Club or the Black Rock Pony Club. I can't remember. Because it sounded more competitive.
That's so great. I love the song. And I understand it's in the film No Packers, No Life. Terry Barr, yeah, who does so much here at Civic Media, and she's our guest on Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight on Fridays, brought the song, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, this guy's got a band too? Like, well, you know, you're just got your hand in everything, and it's such a fun song. Did you write it for the movie, or was it just something you guys had that you're like, hey, this would fit perfectly?
Well, so I just had it's something I had. So I was editing the movie, and I was looking for music, and the most readily available and legal music to use was right, our own music. And I tried a lot of different music, but that just seemed to work really well with the part in those parts of the. It's like during the really partying parts of the movie.
Yeah, know, it makes all, sense.
Yeah.
It's just a feel good. It's a great song. I could totally see it in a movie. So I keep trying to move on from No Packers, No Life, but it's hard because there's so much to talk about it. You have swag as well. You want to tell people where they can get a No Packers, No Life mug or toenail clipper or something?
Yeah, just nopackersnolife.com. There's hoodie. There's a t-shirt. I don't know what else there is. That is all. There's a hat there, poster. Yeah. NoPackersNoLife.com.
Very cool.
And you can also see information on the screen, special screenings and everything. So, yeah.
Do you have streaming info yet, Craig?
No streaming info right now.
You'll have to keep us posted on that.
Yeah.
Love to get the word out about it. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, currently playing in Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin. He's also a musician. And where do you guys play, Craig? Do you play bars in Wisconsin?
We used to. Now we all live in. We've been a band for 20 years.
Wow.
over 20 years. Maybe 25 years, actually. Yeah. I guess if you count the pandemic. We met in college. We played a lot around Madison. Started developing a little bit of a following around Madison, but then we moved to Chicago and struggled for a while until my YouTube channel took off, and then it kind of helped the band take off a little bit.
Wow.
Now we all live in different places. One, the bassist Sam, still lives in Chicago, but the other two members live in Minnesota.
So that's tough.
But we are starting to work on a new album, but we're doing it slowly as I keep driving up there and we keep working on stuff.
If people want to find like the music you guys have already created, where can they find that? Is that online anywhere?
It's in all the places you listen to music, but I think there's all, let's check the status of driftlessponyclub.com right now. We have driftlessponyclub.com. We have a Bandcamp. We have all the things. We're on all the things.
Yeah, you guys should definitely take advantage of the internet.
Yes.
So that's cool. I would love it. If you guys ever are in Green Bay, I would love to have you play that song in the studio sometime or just whatever you want. It'd be fun to have you guys.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If we can get together enough to write an album and maybe have a little tour, that would be great.
That would be outstanding. Can I keep you for a few minutes past the news? I want to ask you what's new at Wheezy Waiter and talk a little TV and Halloween and all that kind of stuff. All right. Fantastic. Craig Benzine is my guest. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, and you can follow him on YouTube. He's a Wheezy Waiter, and he's got over 1 million subscribers. I don't know quite how that's possible, but it's true. And the band is officially getting back together, so Craig is going to stick with us past intermission into Act 2 for a few minutes before we let him go. Gary in Madison says his favorite pizza is the Italian carne pizza at Portobello Madison. Oh, have you ever eaten at Portobello, Craig? That's right
Long time ago, yeah. I think I have.
It's across from the State Street Brats, right? Kind of in down the block a little bit.
Yeah. I think I went there once when in college, so like 20 years ago. Yeah.
I always walk past there, and it's like the nicest looking place, but it's never – I didn't know if it was still open or if stuff happened there or not. But
I remember liking it, but What do I know? I was a college kid.
Exactly. You're not eating. You're not fine dining. Thank you, Gary, for the text. Let's see if we can get one more in here before the break. And 920 says, I can't wait to see that documentary. There you go. Check it out, 920. Yeah. No Packers, no life. If 920, if you're right here in Green Bay, check out that event Friday night, too, at Bay Park Square. All right, we've got more with Craig Benzine, more Packer talk, Wheezy Waiter talk. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Trump administration is ratcheting up the pressure on Moscow as President Trump met at the White House with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
He wants to end the bloodshed. He wants to end the killing. And he knows how important it is. And this is a big deal for him, for all of us. So his leadership here is crucial.
Aaron Navarro on the administration's new economic pressure.
The Treasury Department announced direct sanctions on Russia's largest oil companies. They said that this was due to, quote, a lack of serious commitment to a peace process to end the war in Ukraine. This comes the same week that we saw that potential Budapest summit between President Trump and Russian President Putin seem to fall apart.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military's taken out another alleged drug boat, this time in the Central Pacific off Colombia. President Trump just moments ago